Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Chicken, chicken, cacciatore, cacciatore, pickles and chickens and shit.
Perfect. We got pickles and shit.
That was right off the dome.
That was freestyle. Are you fed?
I'm fed.
Welcome! Oh, that was fantastic.
Take two.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our brass key.
Hey.
We will be your constants. I am Dez.
And I'm Scott. And this is a thing we like to call
Time Pop. How do you like my background?
Oh my God, it's on brand, dude.
Is it forward for you or is it reverse?
Oh,
for
it's
you?
Forward. It's all right. It's right in all the ways. You are nothing but right.
I got a sexy, sexy green screen in here now. I got like this. I put tracks in my studio, like, you know, the medical, you know, like the medical curtains.
Oh, I know all about those medical curtains.
Yeah. I put those tracks up on my ceiling. So I got a green screen to move around. I got this sexy new mic.
Did you put stirrups in there too?
Nope, but I do have lighting. I even have lighting.
That mic does look pretty sexy.
I got a folks, sexy mic.
This is why we need the Patreon. This is why we need the Patreon, folks. You want to hear crisp sound? You want Desmond to have a sexy mic that descends from the ceiling?
You want Scott to sound like me?
Yeah. You want, now, instead of sounding like a robot in a tin can in the ocean, I could sound crisp like Des. But we need your support.
So, yeah. Well, I guess it's...
Buy war bonds.
Since we're starting it, we have a... Patreon, everybody. We have 100 free Time Pop episodes. We are not only going to continue to give you free Time Pop episodes, we're going to double down.
What?
Double
down.
$3 a month on Patreon. You'll help support all the free stuff we do here. And for your support, you will get an exclusive episode for Patreons only.
Oh, all right.
Those will be mostly Scott beatboxing. Minutes of that. Where are you going to get that?
Who doesn't want 90 minutes of that? My mom doesn't.
I do. Why are you spitting on your microphone? You're such a good boy. Why would you spit on your microphone?
Oh, it's all wet now. Now you sound like you're underwater.
If Scott sounds older and wiser than the last time you heard him, it's because he is.
Oh, that's right.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Thanks, buddy. You know, having a birthday is kind of like time traveling.
You just zoomed in. So before we get to the time travel. So is what we're going to do for our exclusive Patreon episodes. We're going to do something crazy. I think it sounds like a lot of fun. So this is what we're going to start with. If you guys have a better idea, we work for you now. So you tell us.
Whoa, they're our boss? I want a raise and a vacation. Are you our boss out there? Can we have free pizza on Fridays and can we have like a vending machine?
That's at the $5 level. If you want to
That's $5.
If you want to control Scott's diet, then you got to go to the $5 level.
I want to hear me the mozzarella stick on the microphone. Slow.
If you want Ari here every week,
yes,
that you're gonna have to hit the $20 level. We're gonna.
She sounds a lot more pleasant than both of us.
She's got a real job, people. She's a nurse. She's
saving lives. What are you doing?
Real things.
Instead of us sitting around scratching ourselves.
I sit in this studio all day long. Scott plays games for a living, people.
What? That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, so we're going to do, I keep on getting off track. Ari's not here to keep us on track, so this is going to be
it's wild.
A beautiful train wreck. We're going to do full-length commentaries. We're going to watch a whole movie and talk over the whole thing, just like your annoying Uncle Alfred does.
Oh, this is the part where the person dies.
Don't
go in the basement. Don't go in the basement.
Look. And it'll be great. There will be giant gaps where I'm just not there. That's when I'm in the bathroom.
And then who knows what I say in those moments.
Scott can leave me all kinds of surprises. So run, hey, Run P, if you're listening, we would love to be sponsored by Run P, because without you,
Desmond wouldn't make it.
I would miss all the movies.
Yeah.
I would just walk out of the theater at the worst time, and I don't know what I would do. They helped me greatly. Run P saved my life during my Barbenheimer experience. At 8 a.m, 5 straight hours of movies. What, was I not going to drink a free refill soda? No.
You and I have opposite bladders, my friend. I'm like the reverse Flash to your bladder.
Scott has to pee all the time. It just doesn't bother him. And I can't.
No, I don't have to pee all the time.
Figure that out.
I'll go hours. I go 6 hours, 8 hours. Don't even faze me.
I just, the second I think I might even kind of have to pee, I'm like, I got to get rid of this.
Someone's tuning in this podcast and like, did I put on pee battles by accident? I thought this was time travel.
It's
pee battles.
We got a shorty, but a goodie for you. So we got to fill up. We got to fill some time here to give you guys a full length episode.
Do you think you pee more or less than Judd Nelson? Pee battles. Folks, if your Patreon comes in enough, we might be able to start a subsidiary of pee battles where we guess what celebrities have better bladder control than others. Who doesn't want that?
No. We're going to go. It's going to be like $1,000 level, and we're going to get these celebrities in the studio.
Ooh,
while just, we chug pints of water.
We make them watch movie marathons, and like the first one to go pee, they lose.
That's it. You're done.
Kevin Bacon versus Andrew McCarthy.
Hey, Judd Nelson, start drinking this water. We're going to turn on Breakfast Club. Let's see if you can make it.
With live commentary. That's great. I would love to hear commentary by us. We might say some funny things. We might say some wise things.
Ari might say some interesting things.
She might. There's a higher chance of her saying something interesting.
Well, and it'll be so great. So what we're going to do, too, is we're going to do some, we're going to kind of start by doing movies we've already done full reviews on. We're going to go way back. So it won't be something we did like last week or anything. We're going to go way back to something where we might have some fresh ideas. And every episode, as soon as we turn it off, we all go, oh, damn it. I forgot to mention this, or I forgot to mention that, or I should have brought this up. It's going to be in our face. We're going to have no choice but to be reminded of all the great stuff.
Yeah.
That comes to our mind.
Yeah. I want to do some of the mind fuckers. Do some Tenet. Do some Interstellar. Oh. You're welcome. Oh. This episode was sponsored by Interstellar.
Oh, my God. Oh, I want to watch Interstellar. I'm going to watch Interstellar sitting on your lap.
I wouldn't do that. Did we watch anything this week?
We did.
We did? Okay.
We watched a Twilight Zone, and I know what you're thinking, folks. Oh my God, I love the old Twilight Zones. I used to watch them with my dad. They were great. The black and white was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
This ain't your daddy's Twilight Zone.
No, and it's not the '80s Twilight Zone, and it's not the the Peel most recent Twilight Zone.
Oh, that's right. There is a yes.
It's not any of those.
This is the most 2000 thing I've ever seen them. People out there, if you were born in like 2003 and you're like, what was the early aughts like? Watch this.
So I wasn't even aware of this, but I watched the 80s series. I know about the classic, and I knew about that. I haven't seen the Peele one, which is like got a lot of major comedians in it, but it's serious. There's a 2002 Twilight Zone series, and it doesn't have Rod Serling as the host. Folks, before we say it, if it was 2002 and you have a Twilight Zone, what weirdo, what creepoid weirdo intellectual, who would you put as the host? Who do you think is the host?
Christopher Walken.
Twilight Zone. No.
You have now in the Twilight Zone.
Nope, not. But that's a good, that would have been a good idea, but it was not him.
Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Okay.
So this guy, he's got to watch.
But this what? This is a normal one. He's got to watch. He's got to watch.
I love it. What other impressions can we do? No, early 90s.
To go with the soundtrack, get another Rob Zombie.
Wait,
Rob
wasn't it Korn?
Yes, it was Korn, but Korn does the theme.
Okay.
And then Rob Zombie does the... None of these people, though, none of these perfect people that we just cast to do this, they're not it.
No, but the person who hosted it was none other than your favorite,
the ghost dog himself.
Forrest goddamn Whitaker hosting Twilight Zone. It was so weird to see that. It was just, and I respect him. I didn't like to see him in this role of just trying to do the like walking into a scene, and it felt weird, right?
It was, yeah, it's not the worst idea, but it just plays a little, huh?
Yeah, it felt like him taking a paycheck.
What was he doing around this time? Like, what would he have, was he doing nothing or?
So he was like doing, wait, Ghost Dog is like late 90s, right? And Smoke was late 90s. Yeah, so he was peaking in the 90s. He's not back into like Star Wars yet. I think he had a hiatus, and I think maybe this is during a hiatus. Or he's just popping up and things. I don't know. Anyway, he's hosting it. I think we all think of him as like good at playing like weirdos and like, you know, and so they put him in. After this, I watched his episode, Des. I went back and I watched an old 50s one. The other episode we were considering, I watched it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Serling is such a cool, sly motherfucker, isn't he? He's just the way he talks is just, he's not a real person, is he?
No. No.
Imagine a world.
He's an apparition that just willed the Twilight Zone.
The way he talks and the air compressed in the top of his mouth and the mannerisms and how cool his voice is. He's the best. Anyway.
How was the episode? Do we have a...
Nah, we picked the better one of the two.
We did?
We did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't not like this episode, but it certainly...
It felt like a short piece of fluff, right? They didn't even show the ending. They just told us the ending.
So people, yeah, it was way smarter than I expected it to end. I really expected like a fast forward or like I expected them to really hammer home what we just saw, and they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. All right, should we get into it? It's a pretty easy plot to go through, yeah?
So everybody out there, is this the only time it's been done? Like the question, like what would you do with the time machine?
I think it's come up with this idea has come up before.
People say it, but they never do it.
So our episode is called
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, thank you.
Twilight Zone, the 2002 version, season one of one, episode three.
Five.
Episode five?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm screwing this up already.
Imagine a world where episodes have different names and different numbers.
Cradle of Darkness.
Yes.
Starring Forrest Whitaker and none other than the great Katherine Heigl.
Yeah. Get it, Heigs.
I was looking at her IMDb page. I should not know who she is. Why do I know? She has done nothing.
What about the Seth Rogen film? The pregnant film?
Oh, that's right. But, like, that's it.
You're not a big Grey's Anatomy enthusiast?
I mean, she's done a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. The girl works, and I'm happy for her. But, like, based on her IMDb page, I should have no idea who she is. And, like, she was, like, in the zeitgeist. Like, she was, like, oh, Katherine. Like, people knew who Katherine Heigl was. I don't know why. Under Siege 2, maybe?
What?
Yeah. Didn't she pop out of the cake?
No, that's not her.
She's somebody. She's IMDb says she's in it.
She might be in the movie, but she's not the one who popped out of the cake. That was Erica Eleniak.
Oh, okay.
Playboy model.
Anyways, I don't want to rag on her. I'm just surprised.
But Knocked Up, you would have seen.
I don't know if I've ever watched all of Knocked Up.
You haven't seen Knocked Up?
I was so sick of the 2.5-hour comedy by the time Knocked Up came out.
Dude. All right. Well, now we've got a date. We got a mandate.
Yeah, I know it's good. I know I'll enjoy. I've watched some of it and I've enjoyed it. But like, yeah, when he started pushing 3-hour comedies on me, I was like, no, no.
Now you can't find a movie less than 2 hours.
Ugh, I need more action in my 3-hour movies. Anyways, Katherine Heigl, you're awesome. I wasn't trying to.
Because Katherine Heigl's listening to us.
I'm just saying.
Katherine, thanks for supporting our podcast. We appreciate it.
You're in all the shit that I never watched.
But we're sure you were great.
And that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. You can't watch everything.
I can't.
All right. So it's this episode of Twilight Zone. Yeah, yeah. So we start off it just gets right into it. We're in the future and there's like a funky future world. And you can see they're prepping her for time travel. They get right into it. They're discussing it. They let us know everyone's in future outfits except for her. She's wearing an old 1930s, 1940s German Austrian outfit. And they get into a quick that she's going to time travel.
Probably more like late 1800s.
Right. And they were like, well, she almost makes a sarcastic comment. Well, I guess it's just my luck for having just the right DNA for this. Like her DNA specifically enables her to do this job.
Yeah.
And then they say, look, you're going to go back there. You know, it's a one-way ticket. And she says, yeah, I know. I told my parents, but like, you know, it's going to save. There's so many lives that got killed that she's going to go back on this one-way ticket to try to kill Adolf Hitler. And, you know, she's just like, she knows it's a sacrifice, but she's going to stop so much death and destruction. And then they send her back really quick. And it's a perfect early aughts special effects zoom around time travel.
This is the lazy of all the things. Like, even Time Freak wasn't this, like, at least
it's not the worst. It's not the worst I've seen.
It's, well, there's just nothing.
Well, they zoom around and some lights things and it gets blurry and blah blah blah, and the her room disappears in a new place. It's not,
yeah,
we've seen worse.
And she's
seen someone
up.
Go in a closet and come out. Yeah, she throws up. She gets nauseous from time travel.
She throws up, which is good. It's always good to see that this has an effect on you.
You would think. Yeah, you would think moving through time would mess us up.
It would. And yeah, and so, oh, and might I say, even more than usual, the Aryan princess, Catherine Heigl, the one that is going back in time. Which I wonder if they're trying to say, if that says anything about the DNA.
Right.
Do you think it has anything to do with where she's going? Or do you think it has to do with more her
ability? I'll get into my theory on that later.
Okay. Okay. As long as you're thinking about it, I'm happy.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. And the science is not explained. We just know they have a time machine and they're sending her back, and she's got the only DNA. That's all we know. They don't need to explain it. And poof, she's back in Austria.
We haven't even seen Forrest Whitaker yet.
Yeah. So she's in Austria. It's a sad little town. And I think first off, there's a woman who's begging with a baby, and she kind of gives a few coins and moves on. And oh, what the guy told her before she left is like, so she's going to replace like the caregiver, or like the...
She's going to sneak in early.
2 days before the actual... Not babysitter. What's the...
house cleaner? Maid? No.
Maid? There already is a maid, right? So she's like supposed to watch the baby, she thought. Wow, we're both having brain farts. That's what she thought.
But
anyway, they're like, look, you have 2 days ahead start.
Housekeeper. Is that right?
Maybe. She's supposed to go in and watch the baby, I think. Or maybe housekeeper.
If Father Hitler has anything to say about it, she's going to be doing a lot more.
Yeah. So that's her plan. She's going to arrive 2 days earlier. So she goes to... Hitler's a baby, and she goes to the house, and they're a little surprised that she's 2 days early, but she tries to convince them. We have to assume she knows like perfect German because they're talking in English with a German accent.
Yeah. And she knows her cover story.
Yeah.
Like, she has studied for this because Alois? Is that right? Alois Hitler, Father Hitler says, like, you know, you were supposed to be here 2 days ago. She's like, I got my stuff in order. And he says, you know, where did you work before? She's like, I worked for these people. And he's like, isn't that a banker? And she's like, no, he's this. Like, just like, she has a fairly in-depth conversation about her resume that obviously satiates Alios.
And she's talking to, there's like another maid that she meets first, right? And then she meets Herr Hitler, which is Alois, the dad, who's like a little bit of a creepoid.
Yeah.
And quickly you just start realizing he's a little bit of a womanizer, and the other maid is, you can tell, is already like sleeping with him, and he's a bit abusive, and she does it just to keep him happy. And he's kind of hitting on Catherine Heigl pretty quick, who was not prepared for that part of the job.
No. And is, well, one thing, I did a little bit of research last night because I'm like, they are taking some fucking, like, for such a well-known historical figure, they are taking some shots here. But apparently his previous three siblings, or would-be siblings, died.
Yeah.
So that is a fact that I was not aware of. So they're very protective of Adolf because their first three children have died. So this is their shining gem. And like Scott said, Alois is like, the one thing I was trying, the reason I came upon that, the research I was doing is like, is Hitler's dad a known asshole? And I don't know that he was. I think
they took some liberties.
They took some liberties with that, which I guess they did just for the story, just to make
right
Catherine like really just be like, fuck this guy and any of his children.
Yeah, he keeps making advances.
Well, not even that, but he's already like he's fighting for the Aryan nation. He's talking shit about the Jews and the gypsies.
And so they find out that in 2 days there's going to be a big special dinner, and it's kind of a big deal. And he's hoping he's going to get a job and get to move to Germany, which is so much better than Austria. And they let her know that she's not going to be taking care of the baby. She's just to clean and cook. And then she was like, oh, I thought I was going to take care of the baby. So she has to find a way to sneak in and get to that baby. They don't trust anyone because the babies have died. Anyway, it's late at night.
Not even the mother.
Right.
Like the father, like, I don't know if he blames her for the first three siblings dying, but
right.
He's just like, yeah, my wife sucks. And she brought this on herself. And
she's weak.
She's not going to touch the babies either.
Wow.
Okay.
So it's nighttime and Herr Hitler is shtupping the other maid woman. And so Katherine Heigl goes to snuff the baby out with a pillow.
As you would.
As one does in the parlance of our time.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure this is historically accurate. I'm pretty sure Hitler was born April 20th. That's historically accurate, right? Is that a fact?
Sure.
Because this is April 30th. He's 10 days old.
They would not do their due diligence if they just made up some stuff. So she's in the room about to suffocate him and she doesn't see there's a creepy woman in the back of the room watching her. And that is Adolf's mom, who's there and buys her cover story that she was just going to make him comfortable with a pillow. She's like, you don't have to give pillows to babies, silly. But she's a little bit batty. And she talks
about
some
key. Know that in the 1800s. They were smothering babies left and right in the 1800s with pillows.
They were doing that in the 80s.
I don't think we stopped. Yeah, we didn't stop putting pillows in cribs until I think after this episode came out.
They're like, oh, we're not supposed to. Thanks, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Hitler was born April 20th. So he's 10 days old.
Anyway, she doesn't get to kill the baby. It's back to her daily life and avoiding Herr Hitler and like the whole thing going on between the mother who like defends the dad. He's like, oh, he's a good man, even though he sleeps with other women.
Oh, and real quick, with the just to go back to my intro, the brass key.
Yeah.
The mother is keeping a brass key near the baby to ward off evil spirits, the same spirits that killed his would-be siblings.
Right.
And this is a thing. That is why doors and keys are made out of brass in order to ward off evil spirits. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, if you ever wonder why we're fucked as a culture, it's because we built our doors out of a certain metal only to ward off evil spirits. But, you know.
What are you going to do?
We're fine.
We're fine.
Should we use some lead on this? Lead would work very well. No, you're not going to ward off evil spirits with lead, you fucking idiot. Put some brass on there.
We have the benefit of living now and all the lessons learned of those before us.
Well, I think we learned later that lead repelled spirits more, and that's why we put it in all the paint. So you just locked yourself in a spiritless cage by painting your house with lead-based paint.
Yeah, asbestos is really great for keeping out spirits. So yeah, I'm gonna fast forward through the advances of Herr Hitler, and I think they see the beggar woman again with the baby. And eventually she gets her chance to be alone with the baby to kill baby Hitler. And she's there and she's ready to do it. And she fucking can't because it's a sweet little baby.
Sweet little baby.
She can't kill the sweet little baby. So she tries to think of other options, right? She tries to talk to the mom and be like, why don't you just get out of here? Just go. He's a bad dad. Go take little baby Adolf and go to another country. And that way she's like, he'll live, but they could avoid the whole thing. And the mother's like, no, what are you talking about? You're crazy. So it's the big night at the dinner and they have the official schmegegly-gegly guys over. That's going to be the big opportunity. And they're going to show off the new baby. They're there to see the new baby. And Katherine Heigl is able to get in there and takes the baby like a thief in the night and exits the building with the baby. I'm not sure if we're supposed to think that she just wants to run off with the baby or if her intention was to take both their lives at that point.
Oh, and we will say this is a one-way trip time machine.
Yeah.
So
her future doesn't bode well.
Live or die, her future is now. So I think, yeah, that's a good question. But yeah, I think her, because they also, I realized that for the story, she had to die. Otherwise, she would have caused other, well, I guess based on how.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. They didn't get into it, but yeah.
Yeah.
She should have died nobly. Anyway, she takes the baby and the other maid woman starts kind of realizes that and starts chasing after her. They all have guests downstairs. So they don't know. And she's chasing after her. And Katherine Heigl goes to a bridge. And the maid is right behind. And it's going to be, no. And she takes the baby and jumps in the water, which to me didn't look that deep unless you really push that baby under the water. But for all intents and purposes, they are both dead.
Well, the baby definitely wasn't going to make it. She was going to see to that. But yeah, how that killed her is questionable at best.
So she has taken her life and little baby Adolf.
Yes, she has.
The maid woman looks around and she sees that homeless woman with her baby. And she stops and she looks and she looks back and she looks back and then looks at the coins in her hand and goes, maybe it's a good time to do the old baby swap. So she clearly offers the homeless woman a bunch of money for the baby and takes the baby. Gets back into the house. They're about, oh, let's introduce baby Adolf. And she takes this new baby in and slips it under the new baby Adolf. The dad clearly recognized that it was not the baby, right?
I don't know what they were trying to do there because...
I think he did. He looked like, oh, well. It seemed like he doesn't care. It's about the prestige and showing off the baby and that it's Aryan.
But wouldn't he... Dad would choke it out later that night, though, if it was not his baby.
I don't know. He seemed to not care. He just wants something to, like, pass on the Aryan stuff.
I feel like they just threw in a, like, huh.
And the mom didn't seem to know, but just saying she's crazy and she can't tell. I mean, you would think a mom would fucking know. But
yeah.
She's not allowed to touch the baby, right? Supposedly. Yeah.
Well, that's where I think that, like, you know, obviously this is a six-month-old baby playing the part, but...
Great acting job.
Oh, fantastic.
I totally bought into it being a baby.
The crying,
the calmness, the napping.
The most natural German accent in this whole episode.
That's my best German, is a wah with a ch at the end, which is really more Hebrew, but let's move on. So they show the baby and they go, Adolf, and you just see like, okay, well, we're moving on with this new baby switch.
Yeah. And what do we learn? We learn what we always learn in all these movies, Scott. What did we learn?
Well, our good friend Forrest Whitaker walks in the room and lets us know that that's how it goes on. And then this baby ends up being Adolf Hitler, who ends up doing all the things that we know that Adolf does. This person known as Adolf will do the Adolf Hitler things.
Well, this person was always Adolf Hitler.
Yes, which means that, and I love to say it, this is what has always happened, always will be happening, and it's always happened this way.
What's happened has happened, will always happen. Hitler was always...
this other baby.
Some street woman's purchased baby.
Uh-huh.
And so what needs to be done now? So now, in the future, someone needs to go back in time and stab Katherine Heigl as soon as she steps out.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. This is the loop. And it's always, and it hasn't been linear because then there never, it always had to have happened in the future for it to be the past, which means it's always happened. That's the only way. There's not one happened before the other. It's always happened on both ends. You have to accept that for this to
exist.
Well,
what would happen is if someone tried to go back and stop it for some...
They don't know.
What's that?
The future doesn't know that Katherine Heigl failed. They think they're the first doing it for the first time.
But they know immediately the second she goes back.
They don't have any records. She just went back and that's it. They don't know that she failed. This is...
We do you think they were creating... I don't think they thought they were creating another timeline.
They don't think so. They don't realize that this is always how it's happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The second she goes back in time, they know it didn't work.
They don't know it didn't work.
Yes, they do. They just go on the internet and Google Adolf Hitler and nothing's changed.
But it doesn't work that way. That's once it gets to them in the future where they know about Adolf and they send her back. They don't know. This is the whole point. This has always happened.
So if she was successful, you think this would have created another...
This is a loop.
But they send her back to change the past, which...
I know, but it's only ticket. They don't know. They're just hoping she'll kill and that will help.
I know. So that means the second she goes back, they know that her plan didn't... They just think she didn't kill Hitler because they go to Google...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And do they send, he well, still did all the terrible things. So she's like that. So we got to send someone else back because she fucked up. And then that person.
However, well, maybe they covered it when they said she's the only one whose DNA worked.
You're right.
And I'm saying that her DNA worked because she's always done it and always has. And that's the only reason why her DNA, because she's already done it. Because
she was there. She was actually there.
Yeah.
They knew because they found her corpse or they found her.
It's just that in the time stream, this has happened, so it's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that this is a doomed loop.
Right. We know that. I'm just saying that, like, if they're obviously they did it because they thought they weren't in a doomed loop, and therefore, I think they expected it to butterfly effect, right? So the second she goes back in time, they Google Hitler.
Unless they thought it would make a splinter, but I get the feeling they're not going into that.
No, they're trying to save their...
They're trying to save their timeline, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it is a splinter, and they would probably live with that, but they're doing it to...
So if she hadn't done it, then we would have had maybe a better Adolf. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. The original Adolf was... He was just a cool artist.
It's one of the biggest, most classic time travel questions. If you could time travel, like everyone goes, kill Adolf as a baby. We forget. There's one point where she's feeling guilty. She can't kill him. She goes to church to talk, to confess.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talking to the priest. And he's like, only God can make that decision. She's like, but I would spare all this pain. And by killing him, save millions. He's like, only God can kind of should choose that. And, you know, Twilight Zone is always kind of like a fable of like someone who kind of does something and you kind of pay for it somehow. And, you know, by killing, you are the one that actually caused this. You know, it's the slap on the wrist.
Yeah. I mean, Twilight Zone is definitely like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But someone makes a bad decision and like, oh, it's this, but it's not what you thought it would be. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The person who makes a wish, but it backfires or you didn't say the right words, so you get screwed.
Twilight Zone could be called Monkey's Paw.
Yeah.
Total Monkey's Paw.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal with, I mean, I don't know why. The confession thing kind of bothered me.
That she was trained her whole life for it, and now all of a sudden she's realizing it's a real thing and she feels guilty?
I guess.
Or that she's confessing it to someone who, like, could tell the... I guess he's not allowed to tell the police.
No, yeah.
I don't have that much experience with that religion, so...
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand confession in general. I guess if you were raised with it, then it would make sense that that's, you know...
Right. She's needed someone to talk to.
You know, I went and told my therapist all the terrible things I've done in the last 2 weeks today. And that seems normal to me. So I guess if you're raised telling a priest all the terrible things you've done, then I guess that makes sense. I'd call Troy if I was back in time and I needed to someone to vent to. So I guess it makes sense. Like I said, I just don't understand the.
Yeah, she probably felt very alone. I would.
But yeah, she's about to die. Like, not only is she killing a baby.
It's a cool episode. It's a classic time travel question. And the fact that if you did it, it's a good mindfuck that you actually might have been part of making Hitler happen. It's a great idea. Very simple. Very awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't fuck with time. What is the lesson we have learned? All of our movies, what have we learned? You cannot fuck with time. Time, you fuck with time, time fucks you. Harder. Without Vaseline.
Time doesn't fuck you. Time's just being time.
Yeah. You don't beat time.
I heard a great, I need to find this bit again. I was listening to comedy on Shuffle one time and the stand-up came on. He goes, so let's say in the future they invent time travel. Let's just say Jews invent time travel. What are they going to do? They're going to go back in time and try to kill Hitler. Now let's look at this from Hitler's point of view. Hitler's just hanging out and all these wormholes start popping open. And every time it happens, a Jew comes out and tries to kill him. Don't you think that would make him a little bitter?
Oh, that's great. It makes him hate Jews. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're all trying.
That's one of the great concepts of time travel. You try to mess with time, you may be actually causing the thing that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to think of where any movie where like time doesn't, and even in Avengers, they don't really screw with time. I mean, they pick the one reality. He looked through all the different realities and picks the one way they could win. Although they did go back in time to get the stones, I guess. They might have one of the few examples.
They addressed it in Avengers 2 of like, then we got to go back and return them so we don't make all these splinter timelines.
Right.
So that.
But they're one of the few times that, yeah, I mean, they fixed. I guess, well, shit, Marty McFly beat time, right? He won. He fixed it and made it better for himself.
How does... Oh, that's right, because he...
The whole trilogy benefits them in the end. Doc Brown gets a wife and kids. Marty makes his dad and mom and family all better. No one goes to jail. He ends up getting a truck out of it.
He definitely wins in the short run, but we don't know that he wins that battle. Like, he definitely...
By the end of 3...
Right.
You put it all together, he comes out ahead. Yes, 2, he had some moments where he was not winning.
He could easily break his wrist snowboarding. He could definitely screw up his relationship with Jennifer. I mean...
Can we add to the Patreon if someone wants to contribute for us to go to New York to see Back to the Future musical so we could review that for Back to the Future Day? That's a good idea.
Yes. Yes. Please... Yeah, start our Patreon for the musical. You know what? If you live in New York, you just put your house up as a place to stay We'll figure the rest out.
We still need tickets to get there and tickets to see the show.
Oh yeah, tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you know, that would, for airplane and the play, we're talking about an $800,000 investment.
God, it's not, I was going to say, I wish, since it's on Broadway, I keep thinking it's going to be there forever. I was like, maybe we start the Patreon level now, and then next October for Back to the Future Day, we can celebrate in New York.
It'll be there for a year, I think.
Well, they're going on tour. Remember, next summer, they're going to be in like pencil. Are they just going to go on a short tour and then go back to Broadway? I saw some advertisement. They're going to be in like Pennsylvania and I don't know, a couple other. I was bummed because I was like, oh, they'll come to San Francisco. Like, if you're going to take something on tour, like,
yeah,
go to the other most awesome city in the world. Sorry, Boston. San Francisco. So, yeah. So this was.
This is good for a 20-minuter.
Yeah.
We got some stuff out of it. It's a good concept. Great time travel concept, except for the Forest Whitaker. But just to say to the audience, so she just goes and they just bring in the new baby and it ends. And Forest Whitaker explains to us the ending. You don't see it.
Yeah.
It just wrapped up so quick.
Yeah. Did he even, like, if you don't watch time travel movies for a living, do you even understand what he's saying?
Yeah, he barely glazed over it. It's really strange. But remember, the world was not as time travel savvy back then.
Which is why I'm surprised they didn't. That's why I thought for sure we were going to see a fast forward of this baby growing up.
You would have seen Hitler. Yeah, this baby. Yeah, that would have been much more effective. They were trying to fit, I think in every half hour episode, they were trying to fit in like 2 15-minute. No, they were trying to fit an hour to like 20-minuters. With commercials, right?
Well, this is the year 2000, so it's like probably 25 minutes still.
Yeah. So did you watch the second part?
I did. I did.
I didn't.
Hang on, I want to see what Forrest Whitaker says here. A moment of silence for Andrea Collins. She sacrificed her life for the good of mankind, but she also created the very monster she sought to destroy.
There you go.
History can never be changed, not even in the Twilight Zone.
And then he just walks off like a punk.
Yeah, I could see. I love how much you hated him.
No, I don't hate him. I like him.
I know you don't hate him, but.
I just don't. Yeah.
So the second one is Ione Skye.
Okay.
And she is. I think these two episodes were together because the first one was a crying baby for a good portion of the episode. And the second one was a yapping dog for a good portion of the episode. And it's a classic. She was supposed to die, but didn't die. So the afterlife is kind of playing tricks on her. And then she finally realizes that she's just dead. And so she gets on the death bus and goes to be dead. It's basically six seasons of Lost in 25 minutes.
Got it. There's I saw in the new Peel series, there is a time travel one.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, we should do at least in fairly quick succession, we should do one from each. So what we're going to do, people, is it's not going to be a perfect scenario, but we're going to do like a movie and then a shorter episodic something, and then a movie, a shorter episodic something, and so on, just for our recording purposes. So look forward to that. We got some more Twilight Zones on the horizon. We've got some how do you like my plan for alternate universes? Did you see what I'm planning for that?
You mean what you've used for it?
When we're gonna do them.
Oh, I saw the Everything Everywhere All at Once. I didn't see there was another one.
That one's a little out of place just because I really want to do it. I might push that out because what I'm going to do is we're going to definitely do alternate universe episodes when we do 5 episodes a month. So the calendar only works out that way 4 times a year. So those on those magical.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thursdays that shouldn't.
I think there's be a name for it. It's like Time Pop Presents Alternative Time Pop Bizarro World.
It's going to be called Poppy Mitt.
We'll figure something out.
Poppy Mitt. I'll play the theme song backwards. Oh no, we'll play a Korn song. That'll be our
We'll play White Zombie.
And then Scott will start the episodes today.
Oh yeah. I'll start. We'll flip it.
Yeah.
I'll read the script. So the question goes, right? If you're handed the chance to go back on a one-way ticket to kill Hitler, do you take it?
I mean, you gotta.
Maybe. I mean, for me, it depends.
Or do you look these scientists in the eye and say, no, because if I go back, then I would have always gone back.
No, we don't know. But like, I'm not going back if I'm leaving my family and who knows what's going to happen back there. And I have people that count on me. If I'm like a loner with like nothing and no one to account for, maybe I'll consider it.
We're talking about Hitler here, Scott. We're not talking about winning a few thousand dollars on the stock market.
I know, but you're not guaranteed that everything's going to work. It's hard out there in Austria.
Well, okay. First of all, it's a fucking time machine.
It's a one way.
Wait, what do we want, Scott?
Time travel.
When do we want it?
It's already happening.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
So just be like, all right, I'll do it, but it doesn't matter when I do it. So give me 10 more years with my family. Let me see my daughter graduate. Let me see my son.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you do it. It doesn't matter when you do it.
My DNA isn't going to change.
Wait till like I'm about to die. I'm really old. Then send me back.
Yeah.
Let me live my life and then I'll still.
And I will run and just choke him the fuck out while I'm right before I have my heart attack.
Take that, baby. I mean, you start going down a slippery slope. Let's say you're successful with that. It's like, oh, cool. We should stop the falling of the Hindenburg. Oh, we got to go stop 9/11. Whatever you determine to be major world earthquakes and crises. You're just trying to save them all. And then who knows what future we end up with. Then there's the butterfly effect. By killing Hitler, you may have stopped someone that cured cancer. Like, we don't know.
Think about
the Hitlers that haven't happened.
Oh.
There should be more world. Like, maybe we've avoided some other awful humans. Think on the positive side. The glass is half full.
Yeah. I mean, I think when things like that happen, you know, the world is ripe for it. So I really do, but I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have a warmonger. That dude was a fucking,
yeah.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, pretty hateful.
But so this time machine, so she's the...
I don't know if it's a time machine. I mean, they're moving someone through time. We didn't see a device, like they blast her with something.
I mean, is there someone... Like, is there different DNA that are locked into different time zones? Like, could you go back to 9/11? Like, if you found that person's DNA, like,
or go back into my own DNA, conscious time travel,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Cause, yeah, this is another one of those things where it's like, I could watch a whole movie just based on how this time travel works. is she the only person on the planet that will ever,
they made it sound that way.
Could her kids? I mean, if it's attached to your DNA, could her children?
I think it's her because she already did it. Desmond doesn't like when it has happened. It's always happened. It will happen.
Yeah.
It throws his linear brain off.
Well, because I just want to explore this time machine, but you're... Well, okay. So she's already gone back. That means...
There's minimal loopholes for this.
Someone else... That's fascinating. I really... This is kind of like...
Because they said she's like, I guess I'm the only one with the DNA... There's no loopholes and it's always happened this way. So there's no like paradoxes or anything. I mean, just that it always has happened. But
so do they find, is that, so they find a grave in Austria. They find this weird skeleton that for whatever reason looks different. I don't know why it would stand out, but let's just say it does.
I mean, she's the bottom of the water. I don't know what kind of technology they have then.
Well, no, I'm talking about at some point in the future. They run a test on her and realize that her remains are 100 years newer than.
I don't know.
How else would they know that her DNA? How else would they know that she was back there and that she was a time traveler and that they got to find that?
They didn't. They don't. They're just. She got tested. They like whatever their time machine is. It kind of tests DNA to see if it works. And for some reason, they kept it vague. We don't know.
No, I think they knew. I think they found her DNA in a way that made them realize that she was buried in 1890 in Austria. And she obviously
maybe.
You could run some tests. I mean, based on diet and stuff like that, you could just be like, these bones are reminiscent of something, someone born in 1990. Not.
It may never have been found. We don't know. But maybe they were pretty vague about it. And that's how you have minimal loopholes if you're really vague.
Yeah. But I want to make this time machine. But then you would find out very.
It's a lot of work for a one-way trip for one person.
Well, that's what you. But you find out that like all these, you find out that more than one person have done it. And then you realize that you're just sending people back who have already gone back, who have always gone back. And then at the 60-minute mark of the movie, twist, you don't send someone back where they're supposed to go. And then things actually change.
Unless that's what you always did. good stuff.
Fantastic stuff.
Thank you, Twilight Zone.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Korn. Thank you, Forrest Whitaker. Thank you, Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, you did pretty well for 25 minutes.
Ari, we miss you.
Yeah.
Just going to put that out there. You are missed. You are, as far as I'm concerned, she is Time Pop. Like, I.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of doofuses.
I'm the engineer that starts the program, and then she is Time Pop, and then we make some jokes and loosely tie it all together. And I'm sure the audience misses you, Ari, so we'll get you back here.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wrote this last night and I forgot to proofread it, so we're gonna see how this works.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/timepop. We have and will continue to produce great time travel content for free. But if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month. And to show our appreciation, you will receive an exclusive podcast every month. We are going to record full-length syncable commentary tracks for some of the best time travel movies ever. You can watch the movie with us or simply listen to us chatter along as you play some of your favorite movies in the theater of your mind.
Ooh.
If you are one of the first 10 Patreons to subscribe, you will be able to select the movies we discuss. If you like the show and would like to support us for free, we just ask again. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at Time Pop Pod. That is at time_pop_pod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. You can also send any questions or comments from this or any past episode to the same address. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. And the most important thing, if you would like to watch this Twilight Zone or any other Twilight Zone, folks, there's only one place to get it. This is not a plug. This is just a fact. Tubi TV, baby. When I watch stuff like this, I'm just sad it doesn't have the original commercials.
I'm with you.
I don't mind commercials, but if these had 2002 ads on them, oh my God, fantastic. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, the wheel of time, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott. See you in the future or the past. It's irrelevant. It's all happened.
Whenever we see you is when it was meant, when you were meant to be seen.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Take that. Bye.
My Uzi's heavy as yours. Yeah, you met me before. I just didn't have this large arsenal and weapons before.
That's why I can't have nice things.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com. Oh, that's not an and for this. That's an and for my other show.